Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're from Texas, USA. Today we will be making an awesome dish. Chocolate cherry French toast fantasy with peach paradise combo.
So, this is a wonderful kind of breakfast or dessert, and we're going to start off by making the bread, which is a chocolate cherry bread. And for that, we're going to need some unbleached white flour, sugar, egg replacer, some baking powder, some baking soda, some sea salt, some orange juice, vegan semi-sweet chocolate chips, dried sour cherries, and 2/4 cup of vegan butter. So we're going to start off by sifting 2 cups of the flour. So I'm going to pour this in, and my lovely assistant here is going to sift. And you can just use a regular strainer. You don't have to have anything special. And we're going to add in all of our other ingredients. So you're going to need 1.5 teaspoons of the baking powder and 1 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda. And then, of course, we're not going to be using eggs today because this is a vegan bread. And so we're going to use an egg replacer. And I've put 3 teaspoons of egg replacer. And then I'm going to add 4 teaspoons of water to that. And this works just as well as any other binder, egg or not. And then it's vegan. Isn't that nice? So I'm going to add that together here and just whisk it up and set that aside. This is 1 cup of sugar. Here we go. All right. Good job. And then I'm going to let you stir that up for me.
Okay.
I'm also going to be adding in 3/4 cup of orange juice. So if you want to stir that in. There we go. Nicely done. And the egg replacer. Stir all of that up until it's a dough. Now, the other things that we're putting in are the dried cherries and the chocolate chips. It's the whole cherry. And so I like to cut those in half. That way you get more cherry pieces for your bread. So I'm going to put this on a very low flame, and this is 1/4 cup of vegan butter. And we're just going to let that melt. I'm just going to finish up whisking this in. And here we go. So once you have that all melted, we're going to pour that in. So I'll ask you to keep stirring. Keep stirring. There we go. And it has to be completely stirred in. You don't want any of this to look like liquid anymore. There we go. Kind of a quick beat. Would you like to pour in our cherries next for me?
Okay.
Let's go ahead. So we're going to go ahead and put those all in. Mix that all together. And then, last but not least, our vegan chocolate chips. So go ahead and put that in too. Right.
Yummy.
Yeah. Okay, so once we get this all mixed up, we're ready to put it in the baking pan. So you can just use a non-stick baking pan like this. And we're just going to put that in there. So if you can just hold this steady for me, great. And we're going to put that in here. And spread it evenly so that it comes out in a nice bread shape. Now, you will want to have preheated your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And we're just going to pop that in there. And we're going to let it cook for about an hour.
Okay. I think we should go play with the dogs.
Great idea. We'll be back soon.
gentle viewers. So now that we've got the French Toast Fantasy Jammin',
yeah,
what are we going to do with the Peach Paradise Cup?
Well, we're going to make it. So we really only need three things for this. Sliced peaches, chopped up strawberries, fresh strawberries, and 2 tablespoons of brown sugar.
Okay.
We're going to put this on a low flame, and I'll let you go ahead and put in our peaches.
Okay.
And our brown sugar, and just stir it until it starts to coat. In the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and show how you want to prepare those peaches. Open up a peach with the pit on the inside. You can cut that part out. And then go ahead and slice off the skin. And then you want the slices to be fairly thin because it does take a little while for these to cook. There we go. And the other thing is just cutting up our strawberries, which we're going to add a little bit later because we don't want them to be too mushy. If you get really big strawberry, cut the end off and cut it lengthwise first and a couple of times down the middle so that you get these nice quarter size pieces. If it's a regular sized, cut the top off again and just quarter it. Here we go. And we can save that for our topping when we plate the dish. I'm going to go ahead and put in the fresh strawberries. You can just stir that up, and we're just going to put that on a simmer and cover it up, and it's going to make this lovely saucy kind of juice. And we'll let that simmer for a little while.
Okay.
And the next thing we're going to do is our dip for our French toast.
While the compote is cooking, do we need to check on the bread?
Actually, no, but it will take about an hour, and then you're going to want to let it cool. So in order to save time, I made one, and here it is. It's all ready.
Ooh, that looks so good.
Yeah. So this is the bread, and the next step is to turn it into French bread.
Okay.
And that means we have to make a dip. For the dip, you're going to need your egg replacer again, some maple syrup, some cinnamon, some vanilla-flavored soy milk, and some orange extract. I'm going to let you go ahead and pour the soy milk in, and just enough till you feel like the bread will be soaked. So I'm going to let you just pour that into about there, and then she's also going to add about 4 tablespoons of maple syrup. So, you know, most people eat maple syrup on top of the French toast, but this one actually goes in the dip. That looks good. That looks good. Go ahead and put that in. We're also going to need a little more egg replacer. So I'm going to use the same amount that I used before, which was 3 teaspoons of egg replacer to 4 tablespoons of water. I'm going to whisk that up and add that in too. There you go. I'll let you stir that in. And then we're just going to add a little bit of cinnamon. Just a dash, you know. 1/2 teaspoon. About like that. Just a little bit. And then this is a nice organic orange extract, and we're just going to put 1/4 teaspoon in there just for a little extra flavor, a little orange flavor.
Citrus
flavor. There
we go,
that's right. Okay, and we're going to get ready to make French toast out of this. So first thing, we're going to turn this back on to a low flame. And we're going to use a little bit more of our vegan butter here. Just enough to coat the bottom. And my lovely, I'm going to just ask you to move over here. Okay, I'm going to slice the bread. So what I like to do is cut it just about in the middle. And we're just going to make a couple of servings of this, which is about 2 pieces each. So you can take your other half and save it for tea. Now, you want to do these not too thick, not too thin. What does that look like to you?
All right.
Yeah, it's about 1/2 inch.
Almost a centimeter.
That's right. Good. Make sure you use a serrated knife because it is a little cakey and you don't want it to crumble.
So how did you find this recipe?
Well, actually, this comes from a very traditional recipe from Michigan, which is in the Midwest of the United States, just a cherry bread, and then I added chocolate chips to make it even more decadent. So you're going to dip your bread in and leave that in there for about 5 seconds and turn it over. One, two, three, four, five. And then we're going to stick that in there. Okay, this is looking good.
One, two, three, four, five.
In Romanian, uno, due, tre, patro, cinch. There we go. You don't want it in there too long, though, because otherwise it's going to soak and start falling apart. Here we go. All right. How about French? Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. All right. Here we go. We're going to just let that cook.
Looks like they're ready to flip.
Yes. And you want to do this carefully because it is kind of cakey and it can fall apart if you're not careful. There we go. So far, so good.
Perfect.
Two down, two to go. There we go. Just a little bit browned on the side. It turns kind of a golden color. You can see that. When we plate this, we're going to put the compote down first. And you want to try to get mainly fruit and keep the sauce to put over it at the top there. So you just kind of cover the bottom of the plate with the fruit. Well, it smells pretty good, huh?
It smells so good.
And I'm just going to put our French toast.
Oh.
There we go. There's one. And our second one.
It looks so gourmet.
Oh, wonderful. That's what I like to hear. Now, we're going to just take a little bit of the juice here and drizzle it on top. Drizzle that a little bit there. And then we have a little bit more fruit that you can put on top also. Just make it look nice. It is traditional to have a little powdered sugar on your French toast. There we go. And we just dust that. A little bit of powdered sugar, so everybody knows it's French toast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there we have it. Our French toast fantasy. So, are you ready to try some?
I've been waiting.
That's true, you have. Okay, let's try some. Get some fruit and some cake. What do you think about that?
That's so good.
All right. You can either have a fabulous dessert or a fantastic breakfast. Hope we see you again soon.
Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We hope you enjoyed this delicious dish as much as we do. Bye.
Bye.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.